Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were talking about Career Expo, Get Hired CT Career Expo, that is going on next Tuesday at the Convention Center from 11 to 3 under the auspices of Goodwill. And here to talk about it, Patrick Jones, Career Center coach and a guy who used to work here before he escaped. Lucky him.
He grew up.
Yeah, Jeremy Moser, Director of Communications. Morning, fellas. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, guys.
Patrick, talk a little bit about exactly what is Get Hired CT.
Yeah, sure. So it's actually the largest free public career expo in the state of Connecticut. We're going to have 120 employers there looking to fill over pretty much 11,000 or hiring for 11,000 positions.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Should you bring your resume if you're going to be coming up?
Oh, I recommend bringing a ton of resumes.
Okay.
Five is not going to be enough for a career expo of this size.
Okay. They've got over 100 employers there. Jeremy, what goes about getting employers to come and participate?
Yeah, so they have a need, right? They have a need. They're trying to fill positions.
Good.
And so Goodwill, which operates to help people find work and find jobs, we develop employer partners all year long and try and get them involved in this event. And so we have a recruitment team, and Patrick's a part of that team, helping to get them registered for the event. And we have totally filled to capacity this year,
which we're really excited about. Great.
So 120 employers will be inside the ballroom at the convention center. And we actually have a waiting list at this point.
Yes, we do.
Which is awesome.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. So, you know,
have too much.
It's really impressive. It's a huge event and it's super beneficial to the community. And we're very excited about it.
Okay. So I show up for this, you know, this event. And what do I have to mean? Do I have to be dressed in a certain way? Should I bring all my resumes? It said that you provide some services of a sort.
Absolutely. The best three tips I can give you, obviously bring plenty of copies of your resume. I would also recommend, like you said, dress to impress, suit and tie. You want to stand out to employers and these recruiters. And then I also recommend checking out our website, gethiredct.com, where you can see a full list of all the employers. So you can kind of scope out which employers you definitely know you want to talk to. And, you know, it might surprise you. You say, oh, I actually tried to apply for that company. Maybe I can, you know, get face-to-face with an recruiter, get a game plan going for the day.
What's the benefit for the companies to be at an event like this?
So I think one of the biggest benefits for them is that instead of just seeing resumes on paper, they have the ability to talk to the individual face-to-face. So for recruiters, this really gives them additional insights in the process of hiring. And so I think that is probably most beneficial, and also just being out in the community, seeing more than 2,000 job seekers come through, it's showing them that they have a need and they are hiring and to think about them. So, there's a lot of benefit for employers to be a part of something like this.
Surprisingly, there are a lot of job openings that never get anybody to apply. Now, the people that are here, you know for a fact, are motivated and do want to work.
Absolutely. And they're coming qualified. You know, they have experience. The jobs that will be there that day or open that day are for, you know, entry level to executive level. So anybody and everybody can find a job at this event.
Cool. Patrick, do you find that in the past people have been reticent to go to events like this because maybe they're a little intimidated, maybe they're a little embarrassed, I don't have a job, this and that, and that now people are more are coming to these more often than they did in the past?
I would definitely say over the past 3 years, we've averaged at least 2,000 job seekers, and hopefully we're trying to beat that number this year by a lot.
Right.
I understand that a lot of people are intimidated by the size of the event, but I think people are kind of opening up a little bit more.
And you can narrow down to the focus you want as a seeker, one who's seeking a job.
Absolutely. If you have a particular industry in mind, you can find out what companies beforehand that you want to, you know, talk to that while you're there, even though we have a variety of industries there.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I'll just tag on to that for Patrick too, is that having a plan is most important coming to a career expo of
don't
this
just
size,
wander around.
Right? Yeah, you really need a plan of attack. And so, like you mentioned, getting onto gethiredct.com, looking at the employers that are going to be there, but they're all click-throughs as well to those career pages for those companies.
Okay.
And so then you can really dive in and see if there are things you're qualified for or jobs that you want to get into.
Right.
So that way, when you do meet the recruiter, it's a more meaningful connection when you talk to them.
Absolutely.
Do you talk to the recruiters before they show up at all? Do you give them any, I don't want to say advice, but do you just kind of make sure that they understand what the spirit of the event is about?
Well, I think this is the work that recruiters do every day.
Okay.
So they really know how they're going to interact and represent their companies.
Right.
But we do talk to them frequently. And Patrick's one of the individuals from our company who speaks to recruiters and helps make sure that they are fully prepared for the event, that they show up with the amount of materials they're really going to need. Because when we say 2,000 people are going to show up, there absolutely will be 2,000 job seekers mm-hmm. that'll show up. So they need to be prepared and have all the materials necessary for job seekers that are coming through.
Yeah.
But I find that, they are fully prepared.
Okay, that's good.
And we let them know what to expect.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. That,
exactly.
That was my question.
We
they
give
understand.
Them the numbers. We give them the layout and everything that they need to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jeremy, talk a little bit about Goodwill, because we were talking off air during the commercial break before we got you guys on, that there's some misconceptions about what your organization does.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people know the name Goodwill. They know the stores.
Right.
They know that you can donate to Goodwill items that you no longer use, gently used items, right? But not everybody understands that we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
You can check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Our mission since 1902 has been to help people get jobs.
Right.
And we do that through education and job training and career services. And it's an area that I think a lot of people don't know too much about, but we have 8 free career centers around the state that anybody can walk into and get services one-on-one to get their resume ready for an event like this. And so that's why we do this work. That's why we have Get Hired CT Career Expo, because it helps us fulfill that mission of getting people to work so they can support themselves and their families.
Do people need tickets or anything beforehand? They just show up at the door with their resume?
Absolutely free. They can just arrive.
Fancy duds and be ready
to
go.
It.
All right.
Yes. Dress to impress.
You have to pre-register, do you not? Show up, or can you just show up?
No, you can just show up. There's no pre-registration for job seekers. They can just show up event day, and we hope to see them between 11 and 3 on Tuesday.
Right, at the Convention Center on Columbus Boulevard in downtown Hartford. Jeremy Moser is the Director of Communications. Patrick Jones is the Career Center Coach. Thanks for coming in, fellas. Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
Really,
I was
going to
say have a great day on Tuesday, but it seems like this is always a big event, so you don't need that.
Yes, you don't need that.
Oh, come on.
We'll take the luck.
We'll take it. It will be great, though. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.